إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we will continue with the lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Brief reminders with respect to this life of the Nabi of Allah, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us and mentioned in detail and gave us as an example to follow. And yesterday we spoke about the, in this context, we spoke about the first of the lessons, which is a lesson of Tawheed, of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu alone. And in that worship, to deny and break the idols of everything else that are there in our hearts. And as the Kalima Tayyiba begins with Nafi, begins with denial of everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illallah. There is no one and nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. There is no one who is worthy of asking for help other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So, na nafi wa la dharra illallah. There is no one who can benefit or who can harm except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Today we look at another aspect of Ibrahim alayhi salam's life in the same connection, which is that having arrived at this conclusion of Tawheed and having acknowledged the rightness of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, Ibrahim alayhi salam was not content with doing it himself, but he became concerned about the welfare of others, people who continued to worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he began his da'wah with his own family, with his father, Azar, who was a sculptor of idols, and all the conversation that he had with him about these idols, about what he worshipped, about the fact that these idols can do nothing, neither good nor harm. And then he had the same conversation with people of his town and his city. And the result was the result that happened with all the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is that he was rejected, he was chased away, he was insulted. It's a strange thing in this dunya that if somebody is concerned about the worldly welfare of people, then generally they are appreciated. But if somebody is concerned about the spiritual welfare of people, then they are misunderstood and they are abused. Although the worldly welfare or the worldly condition of people is changeable, and whatever be its state, good or bad, it ends with death. Whereas the spiritual condition of a person affects that person's life in this life as well as in the next life. It does not end with death. It continues after death. So the good or bad of it will continue with us when we have gone into our qubur. And this message is given to us every single day. Yesterday I visited the cemetery in Connecticut where I saw this 15 years ago when I was 17 years ago when I was living here. And today, the first thing that struck me when I went to that cemetery was the fact that it has grown. It has almost perhaps doubled in size or more. And that's the situation with cemeteries all over the world. There's no cemetery that shrinks, it always grows. And that's the message to us, to say that one day we will also find ourselves in some cemetery somewhere. And that message is there and has been there for all time. And what stays with us in that cover is our spiritual condition, whether it's good or bad. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was concerned with that. And then when he was chased away from his town, his father threw him out of his house. And then we have the story of how they tried to burn him and so on. And then he went to another place where he saw people worshipping the moon and the stars and the sun. And so he engaged with them in dawah in a different way, where he questioned their belief, and he questioned it as if it was his own belief, and he said, if I worship this thing, this star, it looks very bright and so on, and maybe it affects my life, I think that. And then I find that it disappears. And then he said, I do not like things that disappear. And then the moon and the sun, which seems to be the biggest of all of them. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam came or brought about, and he declared the conviction, Inni wajhatu wajha lilladhi fatara samawati wal ard hanifan wa ma ana minal mushrikeen, where he declared this declaration to say that I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator and sustainer of the universe, and I am not among the people who commit shirk. And that's when we begin our salah, we make this dua. So the point is that concern for others and concern for their spiritual benefit, and this is the next lesson from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which shows us that this is one of the critical aspects of leadership, to be concerned for others, to be concerned beyond yourself, not just to be satisfied with making some money, earning some money or doing whatever it is, but being concerned about what happens to people, both for their physical as well as their spiritual well-being. And this is what is demonstrated by Ibrahim alayhi salam. The result of that, of course, once again was rejection and so on. And all of this continued. And this is the other message from this, which I remind myself and you. The importance of persistence, the importance of forbearance, the importance of sabr, the importance of continuing the effort despite failures. Now that is what leads to success. The success comes only at the end, and it goes through a path of failure. And if one loses hope and gives up, then there is no success. So one has to continue with the effort, even though there is no sign of success in this life. And that can happen only and only if you work for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Because if you work for anything else, then you don't see the results. If you want people to praise you, they are not going to praise you. If you look for some material benefit, it may not come. And then you lose hope after a while. But if you are concerned only about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that we are on the right path because we are following the path that has been shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there is no danger, inshallah, of losing hope and of falling by the wayside. And we continue with our effort despite failure. And that is the and that results in success. So it can take time, and that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the benchmark of the Anbiya, for whom it took many, many years. Now if you take the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, despite the fact that Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba and all of that, there's nothing in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam to say or to show that his efforts succeeded in a collective way with the people ever. I mean, apart from his own family, Ibrahim alayhi salam had no ummah. There was no great following of people. It's not as if the whole world then converted to Islam, nothing. Even the success in his life is in a way personal, because that came to him. But all his efforts at da'wah, of spreading la ilaha illallah, of talking da'wah to tawheed, seem to have failed continuously in his entire life, right to the end. So he had no ummah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him ummah. Kana ummah. Allah said Ibrahim alayhi salam is ummah by himself. Now this is the honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him an ummah by himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the Muslims millat Ibrahim. So all of this comes because of persistent effort, because of steadfastness. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also taught us to ask for steadfastness. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, guide us to the path of steadfastness. Sirat al-mustaqim, path of steadfastness. And that's why sticking in there, not giving up, not falling by the wayside, being concerned for others, all of these are the lessons from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inshallah, bin Allah ta'ala, if Allah gives tawfiq, we will look at others going forward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to to have lives which are worthy of showing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. We don't stand before Allah on the basis of our actions at all, but we stand in front of Him in need of His mercy, but we hope to bring something there which will attract the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.